It is, though, Friday the 13th, 6:21. And let's talk a little bit of entertainment news. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, remember them? They little darlings. They are now worth about $100 million. They turned 28 years old today. Interesting. You would look at them and go, "Wow, those two are identical twins. That's amazing." No, they're fraternal. However, they do they look a lot. Kat Dennings is also 28. She is in Two Broke Girls. Was in the 40-Year-Old Virgin. And also in the Thor movies, she kind of plays the nerdy physicist or scientist with attitude. Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in the Avengers, he's Captain America, and he was also in the Fantastic Four movies as the Torch. They're going to reboot the Torch, and there's going to be a new actor that's playing, because I got news for you. He's being much more successful with Captain America than he was as the Torch. Steve O from Jackass and Wild Boys. He's 40 years old. Ali Sheedy, the Brat Pack from The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, War Games, Short Circuit. Ali Sheedy, 52 years old. Tim Allen, man's man, Santa Claus, former Coke dealer. He's 61 years old. Richard Thomas, remember him? John Boy from The Waltons. John Boy from The Waltons is 63 years old. Also from the Thor movies and a host of other things. Stellan Skarsgård. He's the Swedish actor who was Bootstrap Bill in Pirates of the Caribbean, and he was Dr. Erik Selvig in Thor and the Avengers. And last but not least, this individual is related to me, a cousin so distant you couldn't see him with binoculars, Malcolm McDowell, 71 years old. So there's that. All right. Gentlemen, if you're looking for a woman to be, a good wife? I don't know, but you're single. You're thinking, I'd like to settle down. I'd like to settle down with a woman that knows how to, be creative around the house and, well, is also financially secure. Well, Martha Stewart wants you to know she's still single. She hooked up with Match.com in an experiment last year, but she's saying nothing came of it. She is, according to her article, saying she's looking for more than just a tickle buddy. She says, quote, love will have to have something to do with it for sure. So if you like long walks on the beach, making your own lace doilies, cooking from scratch, and insider trading in the stock market, wow, Martha Stewart's for you. Tracy Morgan, there's an update. Sounds like Tracy Morgan is making slow progress in his recovery, but it is progress. He's apparently still in serious situation. His rep issued a quote saying, "Today was a better day. While Tracy remains in critical but stable condition, he continues to show signs of improvement. His medical team remains optimistic that his recovery will progress." Speaking of Tracy, comedian Louis C.K. has been urging TMZ to take down their video that they posted of the crash scene, which shows someone being pulled from the wreckage. There's not real sure whether or not it is actually Tracy Morgan or not. I can understand why they want the video footage to be pulled down, but news is news. 21 Jump Street. Aren't you excited? That's the new movie hitting the theaters this weekend, 21 Jump Street. It's rated R. Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill question their partnership as they go undercover at a local college, which I guess is pretty all they could do for this one that would actually make sense because, I mean, look at them. They're way too old to be high school students again. Ice Cube is in it. Dave Franco, Rob Riggle, they're all back for the sequel. Let's see here.
Zero interest in 21 Jump. Zero.
Yeah, I saw the original one and was horribly, horribly disappointed. 21 Jump Street was kind of a cool TV show back in the day. Kind of a neat premise. I don't know what they were thinking. But anyway, 21 Jump Street, the sequel is called, you ready? 22 Jump Street.
Ooh.
I know. Isn't that amazing? How to Train Your Dragon 2 is also coming back. Digimon Honso is the villain, a warlord determined to capture every single dragon. Hiccup is back. Cate Blanchett, of course, is his long-lost mom.
You know what? My kids last week had me watch the original How to Train Your Dragon. I'd never seen it before.
It's kind of cute.
I actually thought, yeah, for kids, because a lot of the kids stuff that's out today is just junk. And you say, God, they're feeding this to our kids. Come on. I thought How to Train Your Dragon was...
There are a few.
Was cute and was of better quality than what you normally have in kids' programming.
There are a few that are actually pretty good. Frozen was a very good movie. I liked Frozen.
I saw Frozen for the first time because I have a new DVR rental deal. I saw it last week. I'm the last person in the world to see Frozen, and now I can better communicate with my kids.
And there was a handful. Now the
I'm
big
dad,
new-
and I like warm hugs.
There is very serious news coming out of the Star Wars production. Harrison Ford suffered, it looks like an ankle injury on the set of Star Wars. Word has it that he broke his ankle while shooting a scene in the Millennium Falcon. You know, when is Chewie going to learn to put the covers back on those access panels for the... It's supposedly one of the ship's hydraulic doors closed on it, actually. Disney doesn't seem to be too concerned. They released a statement saying shooting will continue as planned while he recuperates. That gives you a sense of job security, doesn't it? Well, Han Solo, you know, kind of got injured, but that's all right. Don't worry about it. He'll survive. Don't worry. The Batman vs. Superman movie is going to be coming out in May of 2016. DC Comics apparently is going to be also producing Shazam and Sandman. 2017 will be even bigger. Justice League movie is penciled in for May of that year, followed by a Wonder Woman movie, and then some sort of a Flash Green Lantern crossover.
Have they determined who's playing Wonder Woman? Didn't we have stories about that, about who the Wonder Woman would be?
Yeah, it is, and I can't remember her name, but she's way too young and way too skinny. It's not Wonder Woman skinny chick, it's Wonder Woman.
Woman's.
No. I just don't think they understand the whole appeal. That's your entertainment news. Hold tight, here comes Mr. Todd Starnes.